ॐ गणानाहं त्वा गणपतिं हवामहे कविं कवीनां गुपमश्रवस्तमम् ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पत आनश्विन्वन्नुसीदसाधनम् ॐ महागणपतये नमः शं च मे मयश्च मे प्रियं च मे कामश्च मे कामश्च मे सामनसश्च मे भद्रं च मे श्रेयश्च मे वश्यश्च मे यशश्च मे पकश्च मे द्रविणं च मे यन्धा च मे धर्मा च मे क्षेमश्च मे कृतिश्च मे विश्वं च मे महश्च मे सन्दिश्च मे ज्ञातं च मे सुश्च मे प्रसुश्च मे शिरं च मे मयश्च मर्धं च मे मृतं च मे यक्ष्मं च मे नामयच्च मे जीवातुश्च मे दीर्घायुत्वं च मे न मित्रं च मे पयं च मे सुखं च मे शयनं च मे सुशा च मे सुदिनं च मे ॐ नमो भगवते रुद्राय ॐ नमस्ते रुद्रमन्यव उत ईषदे नमः नमस्ते अस्तु दन्वने बाहुभ्याम् उत ते नमः यात इषु शिवतमा शिवं बभूवते तनुः शिवा शरव्या यातवतयानो रुद्रमृडय या ते रुद्र शिवा तनुर्घोरा पापकाशिनी तया नस्तनुवा शन्तमया गिरिशन्तापि चाकशीः यामिषुं गिरिशन्तहस्ते बिभर्षस्तवे शिवां गिरिकृतां कुर्माहि पुंसि पुरुषं जगत् शिवेन वचसा त्वा गिरिशाक्षा वदामसि यथा न सर्वमिज्जगदयक्ष्मगुं सुमना असत अद्य वोचदि भर्ता प्रथमो दैव्यो दृशत अहीरश्च सर्वाञ्जयः सर्वाश्चयाति दान्यः असौ यस्ताम्रो अरुण उत बभ्रुस्सु मङ्गलः ये चेमागुं रुद्रा अभितो दिक्षु श्रुता सहस्रशो वैशाहु एद ईमहे असौ यो वसर्पति नीलग्रीवो विलोहितः उतैनं गोपा अदृशं नदृशं नृगहार्यः उतैनौ विश्वा भूतानि सदृशो मृडयातिनः नमो अस्तु नीलग्रीवाय सहस्राक्षाय मीर्दुषे अथो ये अस्य सत्मानो हन्तेभ्यो खरं नमः प्रमुञ्च दन्वनस्त्वमभयोराज्ञियोषाम् यास्य ते हस्त इषवहराधा भगवो वर अवतत्य तनुस्त्वं सहस्राक्षशते शिते निशीर्यशल्यानां मुखा शिवो नः सुमना भव विज्यं तनुःखपर्दिनो विशल्यो बाणवागं सुत अनेशं नस्येष व आपुरस्य निषङ्गतिः या ते हेतिर्मीरुष्टमहस्ते बभूवते तनुः तयास्मान् विश्वतस्त्वमयक्ष्मया परिभुज नमस्ते अस्त्वायुधायानाथतानि विष्णवे उभाभ्याम् उत ते नमो बाहुभ्यां तव दन्वने परिते दन्वनो हेतिरस्मान् प्रणत्य विश्वतः अथो यतिश्चिश्चवारे अस्मन्निते हितम् शम्भवे नमः नमस्ते अस्तु भगवन् विश्वेश्वराय महादेवाय स्वयंहराय त्रिपुरान्तकाय त्रिकालाद्यकालाय कालाग्निरुद्राय नीलकण्ठाय मृत्युञ्जयाय सर्वेश्वराय सदाशिवाय श्रीमन् महादेवाय नमः.
Okay, let me say something about these two pages. Swami Vajishananda has sent now up to the fifth Anuvaka learning tapes for this. Have anybody seen it? Have you seen it?
No, I'd love to.
They're on the Sanskrit site now. John Patel, I'll show you guys where he saw it. So we're not chanting it well as a group.
No, I thought you were doing very well, actually.
We're not chanting it well as a group. But the reason we're not chanting it well as a group is because everybody's spending a different amount of time studying it. So when we try to chant it as a group, it doesn't really work. So what I would say is for the people who really want to learn this, the people who really want to learn this and memorize it, I will teach it. And then, you know, like each other vaka, I'll work on until I feel that we get it. But you'll practice on your own now these at home using these learning tapes that Swami Vagishananda, he's done a really good job. He takes it anuvaka by anuvaka, where he'll do the first one very slow, you know, and you'll work on that, and then he'll do the next one, he'll do it again a little bit more fast, and then he'll do the third one the way that it should be chanted.
Great.
You know, and so for those of you who really want to learn how to chant this properly, it takes a lot of work. We can't, because otherwise we would still be on the first anuvaka. You know, and then everybody would have to have the same commitment to learning it, you know, and we don't all have the same commitment to learning it. So if I teach each anuvaka, let's go to the fifth anuvaka, okay? So, repeat after me from the beginning of it. Namo bhavaya cha rudraya cha.
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 Namah sarvaya cha pashupataye 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 cha.
Namo nilagrivaya cha shatikanthaya 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 cha.
Namah kapardine cha. Namah kapardine cha vyuktakeshaya cha.
Namah kapardine cha vyuktakeshaya cha.
Namah kapardine cha vyuktakeshaya cha.
Namah kapardine cha vyuktakeshaya cha.
Namah sahasrakshaya cha shatadanvane cha.
Namah sahasrakshaya cha shatadanvane cha.
Namo girishaya cha shipivishthaya cha.
Namo girishaya cha shipivishthaya cha.
Namo girishaya cha shipivishthaya. I'm sorry, I'm aspirating that, that's not right. Namo girishaya cha shipivishthaya cha.
Namo girishaya cha shipivishthaya cha.
Namo midushtamaya cha shimate 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 cha.
Okay, that's where we left off. So repeat after me. Are you guys on the right place? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Namo rasvaya cha.
Namo
rasvaya cha. See the rather is an eta. Namo rasvaya cha.
Namo rasvaya cha.
Vamanaya cha.
Vamanaya cha.
Vamanaya cha.
Namo
brahate cha.
Namo brahate cha.
Namo brahate cha.
Namo brahate cha.
Varshiyase cha.
Varshiyase cha.
Namo vriddhaya cha.
Namo vriddhaya cha.
Samvridhvane cha.
Samvridhvane cha.
Namo agriyaya cha.
Namo agriyaya cha.
Pratamaya cha.
Pratamaya cha.
That's what we're going to do today. I'll just read it with the sandhi. The sandhi, there isn't really any sandhi. It's just that namo goes to namaha. But just follow along. Namaha. Rasvaya cha. Vamanaya cha namaha brahate cha parashiyase cha namaha vriddhaya cha samvriddhvane cha namaha agriyaya cha pratamaya cha. Namas always governs the dative. So that's why you see this Fraswaya, Vamanaya, Brihate, Varshiyase, Vridhaya, and Vridhvane. These are all datives. Namaha is indeclinable. So here we start with Namaha, salutations to Fraswaya. I'm going to do this how Swamiji does it. There's some differences and different. It's kind of interesting because I'm looking at the Sanskrit translation, the Sanskrit. Basha, there's another person who's done a commentary on it, and then Swamiji's commentary. I like Swamiji's commentary, so that's what we're going to do. Okay. And I'll tell you some other things too. But this Anubhaka is really meant to, each of the namahas are meant to praise Ishwara or Rudram in a form that is only praise of him. Not Rudra as the thieves and the murderers and the, you know, the shopkeepers, but just that belong to Rudra, to the Lord himself, okay, his own glories, his own gunas. So here, Hraswa can be to the Lord who is still in the womb, who has not come into creation, has not come into manifestation. So the one who is very small. It's like if there's a fetus in the womb, the fetus hasn't come out into the world yet, right? But it's there in its full form, in the unmanifest. It hasn't been born yet. So the Hraswa is the Lord in the unmanifest, that has not come into manifestation yet.
What's the translation of the word?
Hraswa means small. Okay. Tiny. Then in some of the commentaries, it's small like this, like if you had the form of the Lord... Like, say, if you take the form of Rudra with his matted hair, just the, you know, the anthropomorphic form of just the Lord, and you make it very small, but proportional. You know, like if I was to shrink you down just as you are, not like a dwarf where the hands and legs are usually too short and the trunk is big, but take you and shrink you down into so small that you could fit into the space of the heart. Mm. So sometimes Hraswa is used like that. Swamiji's taking it as the before the coming into manifestation, Hraswa. But it can be taken this way too, as the Lord that's just been shrunk down perfectly. You know. Then Vamanaya, Swamiji takes it as then once the Lord has been born. So Vamana is also like the baby. So you go from the womb, the fetus, into the baby that's now just been born as the Vamana. Vamana also means a dwarf. And the Vamana is, you know, where the Vishnu takes the form of a little dwarf, you know, a small-footed little dwarf who then takes three steps and covers the whole creation, including your ego, your ahankara. But some of these stories have come actually later. They're more in the classical Sanskrit, and this is Vedic. And so Swamiji doesn't really go back to some of these myths and some of these stories. So he takes Vamana as... The baby that's been born. So we're looking at kind of the manifestation of the creation that way. You can read all of this in his commentary. So Vamanaya, then Namo Brihate. Here, Brihate comes from Bra, which means to increase. It's the root for Brahman. And so Brihate can actually be the one who is infinite. It can stand for Brahman, or it can be the one who is very, very big, very large. The creation come into full manifestation, it's infinite, it's very large. Brihat means that which is larger, that which is infinite. Okay, so you can take it to be just Brahman. Some commentators take it as that, to be referring to Brahman, just pure Satchit, infinite being. Or to be the whole infinite creation, because you start from the baby, from the baby in the womb, to the baby that's born, to the baby that's become the infinite creation, Brihat. And that's in the data. Brihate. And then you can go to Varshiyase. The Varshiyase can be the one who is full of gunas, all gunas, all of the kalyana gunas. The kalyana gunas means all of the auspicious gunas, but the auspicious gunas, as Swamiji says in his commentary, are all also ones that you may consider evil. In Vedanta, we don't consider things it's not evil. There's nothing in Ishwara that's evil. But then when things are born and die, you know, like Lord Yama, Lord Yama isn't evil. Lord Yama is in charge of death. Yeah, so death isn't evil. If death is evil, this whole creation is really, because everything is in constant change, you know. So all of the gunas and attributes and the vibhutis, you know, the glories that belong to Ishwara can be taken as that varshiyasay. Sometimes varshiyasay, if you look it up in the dictionary, you know, it also means showering, like showering rain, you know. But here they're using it as all the kalyana, the auspicious gunas and qualities that belong to Ishwara. So now that the creation is manifest, the infinite creation is manifest, and there's all of these qualities of that, they call the kalyana gunas all of Ishwara's qualities, all of Ishwara's nature. And then, namo vriddhaya. Vriddhaya means the one who is the elder. Here, elder, the elder means the one who is there before the creation. Right? The one who is there before the creation, which means the one who is timeless. So it's Vriddhaya is a word for Brahman. So the one who is the oldest, the one who is there before the creation, the parent of the creation, the elder. So, and then Samvridhvanecha. Samvridhvane, they can take that as... I couldn't even find that one in the dictionary either. And that, I think that's Swamiji, one sense is that which is increasing. I don't remember what he said about that one. Let me just look it up. Yeah. Swamiji says, let me just read this for you, it's kind of nice, for Vridha. Vridha means age, or it means elder, the elders. Okay. Since the Lord is the oldest, he is Vridha. He is the oldest but not aged, being the uncaused cause of everything. The Lord is timeless, so unto him my salutation. Because he's the cause, the uncaused cause, the one who was there before. That's why they say Vridha. Then he says, Samvridhvane, unto the one who has grown into this jagat, because Vridha, Samvrid, means to grow, to increase, to expand. So the one who has expanded into this whole creation. It's kind of nice, like if you were to, I could ask you right now to have an imagination of the solar system, and whatever your knowledge of the solar system is, that imagination would come. So you would increase into the total infinite. Without changing, without yourself going through any change, you would increase into this whole infinite solar system that comes immediately with your imagination. So the one who expands or increases into that. These are all like upasanas. It's something when... I'll tell you in a minute. So then, namo agriyaya. Agriyaya means the one who came first. The one who is first and foremost. And so that's considered Agriyaya, a name for Hiranyagarbha. The first, the one who comes first is Hiranyagarbha, the subtle Lord in the subtle form. But then, and Pratamayacha, the one who was first, which would be Brahmaji. The Pratama is the one who is there before. The one who comes first in terms of expression is Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha and then Virat. But who comes from, who does Hiranyagarbha come from is Brahmaji. It's like the, because we have Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, right? So Brahmaji is the Ishwara who then comes into creation, brings the creation into creation, and that's called Brahma, Brahmaji.
So is that the unmanifest condition, and then the soul comes?
It's the first awakening of the buddhi, you can say, of the creator. From the subtle, then the whole creation is just an unmanifest condition, but then, say, if the creation wakes up, just kind of a mythological way of thinking, if the creation wakes up, it's like you wake up, and then the creation comes. So the one who's awake is what we call Brahmaji. Now the creation, now Ishwara is ready to create, for the creation to come into manifestation. So the first is there is Brahmaji. And then the creation comes into manifestation. That's Hiranyagarbha. Something like that. They all say something
like
that.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
Did we stop there? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. That's good. We'll do the next two. We'll do the final two lines next week. Let's try to chant it. Namo O Hraswaya Cha. Namo O Hraswaya Cha. Namo O Hraswaya Cha. Namo O Hraswaya Cha. Vamanaya Cha. Vamanaya Cha. Vamanaya Cha. Vamanaya Cha. Namo O Hraswaya Cha. Vamanaya Cha. Namo O Hraswaya Cha. Vamanaya Cha. Namo O Hraswaya Cha. Vamanaya Cha.
Namo O Hraswaya Cha. Vamanaya Cha.
Namo O Hraswaya Cha. Vamanaya Cha.
Namo O Hraswaya Cha. Vamanaya Cha.
Namo Brahate Cha.
Namo Brahate Cha.
Namo Brahate Cha.
Namo Brahate Cha.
Namo O Hraswaya Cha. Vamanaya Cha. Namo Brahate Cha.
Namo O Hraswaya Cha. Vamanaya Cha. Namo Brahate Cha.
Namo O Hraswaya Cha. Vamanaya Cha. Namo Brahate Cha.
Namo O Hraswaya Cha. Vamanaya Cha. Namo Brahate Cha.
Namo O Hraswaya Cha. Vamanaya Cha.
Namo O Hraswaya Cha. Vamanaya Cha.
Hraswaya Cha. Vamanaya Cha.
Hraswaya Cha.
That first cha is in the middle, second cha is low. Hraswaya Cha. Vamanaya Cha.
Hraswaya Cha. Vamanaya Cha.
Hraswaya Cha. Vamanaya Cha.
Hraswaya Cha. Vamanaya Cha.
Namo Brahate Cha.
Namo Brahate Cha.
Varshiya Se 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 Cha.
Varshi.
Varshi.
Varshiya Se Cha.
Varshiya Se Cha.
Namo Brahate Cha. Varshiya Se Cha.
Namo Brahate Cha. Varshiya Se Cha.
Namo Vriddhaya Cha. Namo Vriddhaya Cha.
Namo Vriddhaya Cha.
Namo Vriddhaya Cha.
Namo Vriddhaya Cha.
Samvridhvane Cha.
Samvridhvane Cha.
Samvridhvane Cha.
Samvridhvane Cha.
Namo Vriddhaya Cha. Samvridhvane Cha.
Namo Vriddhaya Cha. Samvridhvane Cha.
Namo Vriddhaya Cha. Samvridhvane Cha.
Namo Vriddhaya Cha. Samvridhvane Cha.
Namo Agriyaya Cha.
Namo Agriyaya Cha.
Namo Agriyaya Cha.
Namo Agriyaya Cha.
Pratamaya Cha.
Pratamaya Cha.
Pratamaya Cha.
Pratamaya Cha.
Namo Agriyaya Cha. Pratamaya Cha.
Namo Agriyaya Cha. Pratamaya Cha.
Namo Agriyaya Cha. Pratamaya Cha.
Namo Agriyaya Cha. Pratamaya Cha.
Okay, so this you can practice with using Vajrasananda's new edition that's there on the Sanskrit side, and I'll have to show you guys. Okay, let's take our break. Get some more chai.